Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? If you're not informed, don't say anything. Again, some of you guys send me emails, you send me text messages or what have you. You want information about certain things. You believe something to be a certain way. We just had Dan Pilla, the tax man, on in the last hour. And one of the questions, not only him, you've sent it to me, you've actually sent me these notes that the IRS is an illegal institution and you shouldn't have to pay them. Okay, well, why don't you try that? Let's see how that works out for you. You can scream and yell all you want, and you might be 100% right. You know, I've looked at it, too, at times to see how the IRS came about, how it was voted in the whole nine yards, and you've got some valid points, but it's here. And it's the Supreme Court has upheld its existence and their ability to levy fines. So how long do you want to fight this? How long do you want to keep beating your brains against the wall and think that you're actually going to make a difference? And some of you will say, well, that's, in the beginning of the country, we fought, and that's how we got things done. Yeah, yeah, but we're in a different place today. You let this stuff go for decades, and I mean decades. And all of a sudden, you think you're going to turn around, jump in, and change everything? Right? Doesn't work that way. You need a strategy, but it's in place. Nothing is going to change. So instead of fighting it, this is where you need to get off your butts and vote the right people in. Make sure we have the right people at the federal level, state level, and your local level. Once you have that, then you can start making changes to these things. When Trump got in, he made changes to these things because technically we had the right person in. So until that, oh, God, thanks for sending me this. Until that comes about, pay your taxes. All right. So I've been making fun of my wife over the years, which is probably not a healthy thing to do, but I've been making fun of my wife because she has these, like, $2 bills all over the place. And I said, just before they put us in the casket, you know what the $2 bills are going to be worth? $2. Okay? But now, apparently, a collector of $2 bills found one from 1890. Who knew that there were $2 bills in the 1890s? Anyway, the bill's reportedly worth over $4,500. So, if you want to leave an inheritance for your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren, leave them a $2 bill. You just never know, right? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. As I said to you, you know, I bring in the experts because I don't have the clue. There's a lot of guys that run around, as I said earlier, with a microphone. There's a lot of shows out there that are giving you misinformation. I mean, they're not doing it on purpose. They're doing it because they totally, really believe that they know what they're talking about. And I'll give myself credit and say, I know I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to certain things. And that's why I bring on the experts. I mean, otherwise, again, you get misinformation. That's the last time you and I talk, isn't it? Well, Arif Halaby joins me, as he does from time to time, when I can get his busy schedule, get him to squeeze in and be with me. And Arif is the financial expert that I am not. Wish that I had been. A little older than you.
Yeah, just a little bit, Joe.
Oh, just...
It's not...
Thank you for that.
Not too much.
I very much appreciate that, by the way.
Well, thanks for having me, folks. One of the things that I've always worked on is trying to get through the craziness, the levels of partisanship even, right? I mean, all of us can be guilty of that if you're passionate about politics and saving your state or your city or your country, for that matter. So, really, I think part of it is to understand what's happening in the cycle of the economy. Because people say, should I buy gold? Should I buy real estate? The answer is always, it depends. So what does it depend on? It depends where. Depends when. Right? So in both cases, you've got to ask yourself, am I buying gold now? Real estate now? Okay, where? Where are you buying real estate? So the purpose of this part of the conversation is to understand, right now we are in what's called an inverse curve cycle or an inverse bond cycle. All that means is this. The shorter term bonds, 2 years, 3 years, they have a much higher interest rate than a 10-year. So, for example, if you were to put your money in a CD at a bank and have a six-month CD, the interest will be a certain number, but it's going to be a little higher they will pay you for 1 year. And a two-year CD will pay you more than a 1 year, and on, right? It kind of goes up at an angle. There's a curve. Well, right now, it's kind of, I guess like a bubble. It goes up at the two-year and then comes back down. So it's less risky at 10 years than it is at two or three. That means the smart money, and when you say, what's the smart money? Look at the Serengeti Plains and ask yourself, which one of those wildebeest is in charge? Right? Or look in the sky and you see a flock of birds, and you say, which one of them is in charge?
Right.
Well, there really isn't one in charge, because what are they doing? They're all going in the same direction. So what you have to do is understand that they're all going in the same direction and not worry about which one is in charge.
All right. Well, right now, the commercial's in charge. So we'll be back in a little part. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Works out so much better that way. And here's the deal. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Right, you really got Michael Lindell's got MyPillow 2.0, and if you use promo code Joe, you can save anywhere from 60 to 70+%. And the other thing about it is you can sleep on these things forever and return them if you don't like them. Go figure that one out. Hopefully I'm not getting a return pillow, but that's beside the point. Anyway. Yeah, he's got slippers. He's got some, for some of you who really blew Valentine's Day big time, he's got some great slippers there. He's got bathrobes, all kinds of things that you want to take advantage of. And again, promo code Joe on the way out MyPillow.com. Save anywhere from 30 to about 70% and become the hero that you need to be in your own home. All right. We're talking about finances here, how you can keep your money, some of the stuff coming at you over the next year. You know, I'm hearing doom and gloom from a lot of people. And, you know, frankly and honestly, I got to tell you, I don't know enough about it, but I know from what I'm reading, and it doesn't look good. So I bring on the expert. Arif Halaby joins me. I always appreciate his time. And, Arif, before we get rolling, tell people about your organization, maybe how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's our company is TFSWealth.com, or you can go to TFS Financial and Insurance Services, Total Financial Solutions. That's our company. Our job is to be able to kind of get in with our radio shows and our conversations, our seminars, those kinds of things. It's to get in and have you understand that the market always goes in cycles. And if the goal is retirement income, then you need to have assets that produce, guess what, income. And that's always been a challenge. We think the cycle that we're currently in, because the fear is so great in the short term over the next 2 to 4 years, if you're going to retire in the next 2 to 4 years, right? We call it the five-year window, so 5 years before retirement and 5 years after retirement. That golden 10, here's a big risk. If you pick up debt, people will go out when life is good and they'll go and buy a boat or an RV with a 20-year loan, and within that period of time of owning that debt, even if it's a 5 or 6, 7-year car payment, but you're going to retire within that time, I don't want you to carry that debt through retirement. Now, if it's good debt, there's a difference than bad debt. We'll get to that maybe a little later. But realize that we're in a cycle. And the cycle right now is fear. And there's no question that there's a reason to have fear. And here's what I mean. The government is not on our side. Look at natural gas. Can you understand? People are paying $300, $400, $500, $600 for natural gas bill in a month that was $40 and $50 and $60. And instead of the state of California or the other states coming out and saying, whoa, 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 what's happening? They say, oh, yeah, and we're going to keep sending our natural gas overseas. We're going to ship it away. We're not going to let people drill. We're not going to let the ability for the U.S. to become independent. So those kinds of things that are happening are driving the fear. If you need your retirement income within the next 5 years, okay, then you're very careful and cautious. Make sure you're not putting your money at risk. Make sure you're not putting your money in a place where you can go backwards and lose it. Because this cycle, it's here. It's going to be here for a while. You're going to see massive layoffs. That's going to continue. What you're going to see that's going to scare a lot of people is the riots, the protests, the walkouts, the strikes. That's what we're going to see happening. We're already seeing it. Trash companies, water and power, even police blue flu, mm-hmm. fire departments, the red flu, they're going to go on strike. You're going to see those kinds of things happening. That's the cycle that we're in. How long it lasts? Well, it depends on who's in the White House or in the State House.
Wow. I mean, again, looking at what's going on and hearing the experts speak, and I don't know how long, you know, inflation right now, you're looking at what's going down. We're not putting money here where we need it in this country. We're not helping people here in this country where we need it. And I was just joking with somebody. You just brought it up again with the natural gas, with the gas prices. And here in California, they're trying to nix natural gas as a whole. They want homes built without natural gas resources in it and the whole nine yards. But where's the majority of our power come from? From natural gas-fired plants here in California.
Well, the city of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power had three natural gas, what's called Instastart, where within a few minutes, instead of a half of a day, within 2 or 3 minutes, they can hit a button, natural gas, and electricity gets onto the grid. Through these woke left-wing, and folks, you let them call you right-wing, you need to start calling them left-wing. No more liberals or left or the progressives.
They're communists.
You have to call them left-wing. Watch news and see if you see anybody say left-wing, and then they say what? They say right-wing and Democrats, as if Democrats are not left-wing today, right? It's crazy. Back to that. All right, you're going to sit down. You're going to have a conversation. See where your family is at, and you look and you see what's the left wing doing to the cycle. They're removing energy. They're removing the ability for you to bank. Right? Imagine for a minute you say something bad like the truckers in Canada. You do something, you protest. So when I say there's protest coming, and if it doesn't fit the narrative of the left-wing politicians, then I think you're going to see things like banking privileges being withheld. A very large bank in the United States, I happen to know somebody who's a director, and she said, you know, we started pushing back against companies that sell guns and companies that sell ammunition. So we go into these sporting goods stores, and we say, we're willing to take a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, whatever their particular flavor, but we can't take it on those purchases. And they said, well, how are we supposed to delineate the differences? People come in, they have everything in one big bucket, you know, some fishing gear and hunting gear and a shirt. And they said, well, you're going to have to figure it out. So that's what's coming. And if you don't like it, well, then go take your business somewhere else. Bank at another place. So back to these Instastart, what took place was the state of California had the opportunity to let people pay very little for their electricity. Instead, they started dismantling. So two of the three Instastarts have been dismantled and sold for scrap, even though they were nearly brand new.
Wow.
Nearly brand new. There's one left. They paused almost giving it a stay of execution from letting it go crazy. So what do you do to prepare? You do a couple of things. You get rid of bad debt. Bad debt is anything that's not making you money. I don't want you paying off your house mortgage at a 3% loan. You got to be smart about this. When we come back, we'll get that for you.
See, you don't need me. I'm going to grab a sandwich. I'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your health, I'll go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show. We'll talk about your finances when we return.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A major winter storm affecting a large portion of the country is causing widespread travel issues. FlightAware says more than 1,500 U.S. flights have been canceled. The Pentagon warning China against supplying lethal aid to Russia.
There will certainly be consequences for China should they deepen their relationship with Russia.
Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters China has yet to do so, but they have not taken the option off the table. Former Vice President Mike Pence says programs like Social Security and Medicare need to be addressed. speaking to CNBC this week.
We're looking at a debt crisis in this country over the next 25 years that is driven by entitlements, and nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to talk about it.
Pence called for them to be examined in the long term, as he commended House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for not leveraging them against a debt ceiling increase now. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the only way we win, is when you're informed and you act on that information. Right? So don't act on something you heard Uncle Frank say, who's an expert in nothing. Otherwise, you're looking for trouble. You're looking to get in trouble. Anyway, I bring on the experts. It's the only way I can survive. Arif Halvi joins me. He is the founder of TFS Wealth and Insurance Services and a financial expert. And you were discussing good wealth, bad wealth. I mean, good debt, bad debt. Although I thought most debt other than your home debt was bad.
Well, actually, just the opposite. If debt feeds you, right?
Okay.
If I own an office building and let's say I'm in debt by $5 million, holy moly, and I owe $50,000 a month on that building, that office building. But it brings in $100,000 a month.
We're good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. $5 million debt, I can owe that all alone. When I was learning to become wealthy, that was a goal of mine, right? My goal wasn't to make a lot of money, because I saw a lot of people make a lot of money, and those people were also broke. Because remember, when you made $1,000 a month, the goal was, wow, if I only made $1,000, then you make it and you go, it's got to be $2,000. It's got to be $2,000 a month, and then I'm rich. Oh, okay, no, it's got to be $5,000, and then $10,000, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
It's never the number enough. So here's what really takes place as time changes. To become wealthy is actually a process. It's understanding how rich people make the rules, not poor people. And rich people make the rules to benefit themselves and their friends. So far, none of that is you know...
We've seen that with Joey B. all over the place.
Yeah, right? There's nothing obvious about that, no. As he says sarcastically. So think of it as we go through this process. You say, all right, if I own an office building, it makes me money. But what about my house? Does that make me money? It doesn't. You see, the real estate agents and the Realtors Association of America, right, the realtor groups... They're the ones that created this, and it's a dream, the American dream, to own your own home. Remember, that was the American dream. And the American, so people said, oh, really? Young people today, millennial folks, are saying, well, Arif, really, the American dream for me is
a nightmare
to live where I want to live and then live somewhere else, because I remember growing up, this is that young people saying, that in 2008, my parents lost everything and our home, and we had to go to rent and on and on. And so what took place is this ongoing fear that, quote, the American dream really wasn't the American dream for young people, and so they're not buying. right? They're going through this part of life and they're saying, I'm going to rent for a while because I don't know where I want to live. My challenge to you is to understand wealth is about accumulating assets, things that make you money, while your income's job is to create wealth by accumulating assets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I wanted to buy a nice car, so it saved, I saved for years to come up with a down payment for a building. So that now those people go to work at a little office building. Right? They go to work every day, and they pay me. I pay the bank. What's left? I bought a car.
Okay.
Does that lady and her business, does the business owners that rent that building, are they allowed to drive my car? No. But they pay for it. Right? So people say, oh, well, of course you can do that. No. I said I saved for years?
Yeah.
That's the point. You have to save for a very long time unless you learn. So books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Right? Dave Ramsey is great. He helps you not be broke and be solidly in the middle class. Susie Orman, she deals with poor people and helps you stay poor, or get out of debt, but be in the poor world, right? Dave Ramsey, middle class. Robert Kiyosaki is a different world. I don't mean he's always right. I don't mean his book is 100% correct. You just realize that his concept and his ideas are about building wealth. So you just decide, is it about building wealth?
But isn't building wealth, and to your point, is what you're talking about. To a degree... It's a state of mind. It's where people believe or what they should be doing with money, how money is handled. It's not a tool. There's all kinds of mindsets that people have on money.
Well, folks that are poor in their mindset believe in a scarcity world, right? Rich people understand they don't take their retirement account and put it in the stock market. Now you go, well, that's kind of weird, Eric. Everybody does. No, that's not true. Here's why. Because if rich people make the rules to benefit themselves, their friends, and their family, and in that world, rich people have created no tax write-offs when you have a loss in your retirement account, no ability to write off the fees in your retirement account. And in fact, when you do make money in your retirement account, it's taxed as ordinary income and not capital gains. So is this the first time in history the three biggest rules for putting money at risk in the market are violated? Maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Right? There's all sorts of things. I can say, look, do the rules work for everybody all the time? No, they don't. So you have to figure it out. You can get educated. You could read books. And in this journey, if you're the one with extra money, if you're the one with a little extra financial ability, then you can support the right candidates. Then you can go out and make a difference and run for office and not be canceled. You see, if you have multiple sources of income that don't come from a job or from Disney or from Ford or from the NBA or from these other Nike-type organizations that have sold out, and you can actually go and say, well, I'm going to create my wealth through these other means and my income comes in no matter what, then guess what? You can go out, run for office. You can go out and stand up at the school board meeting or the water board meeting. And nobody can say anything to you. That's when things change.
I had a couple of people drop a question on us here. So, you know, you've seen these commercials for life insurance purchases. And one of the questions was, does it make sense? Is it something I should do?
To buy or sell life insurance?
Well, they sell their life insurance.
Yep.
And they pay. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I see the commercials, but I guess they get up to half of what the insurance is, or
yeah,
maybe
sometimes even more. So what you're doing is you're taking your insurance policy and you're selling it. You're saying, so when you buy an insurance policy, you want to be as healthy as possible,
right?
So you're walking good, you're talking good, like taking your dog to the vet when he sees another dog, you know, be put to sleep. Your dog is like, man, I'm good. I'm good. Look, I'm walking. I got a strut. Oh, this is good. So you want to be as healthy as you can when you're applying for a life insurance policy. When you're wanting to sell your life insurance policy, they will give you a lot more money the closer you are to passing away. It's just the way it is, right? They'll give you X, and they can collect Y very quickly. In a very short period of time, they'll do it. Here's the trade-off. Go back to my conversation about rich people and poor people. What do rich people do? Rich people pass on generational wealth through real estate, and through life insurance. Now, to some degree, through Roth IRAs and investment accounts as well. But primarily, the biggest dollars that are passed on from one generation to the next are real estate and life insurance. Why? Because it's tax-free. You see, poor people walk through life and say, I can't wait to build up my retirement account. They spend very little. They sacrifice. You know, they don't take that trip to Europe. They don't buy the boat so that when they die, their kids will take that trip to Europe and their kids will buy the boat and with your money. And so I want you to give to your kids the real estate and the life insurance, and I want you to spend your retirement accounts. Now, along the way, what do you have to do? You can't just give them stuff. How many times have you given your kids something and they have no appreciation? So there has to be a lesson along the way, right? There has to be financial literacy. There has to be sit down, let's have a conversation. Yep. Let me show you what we're doing with our rental property or what is a mortgage. As they grow and as they get older, you want to teach them the wealthy principles, the things you've learned, the things you've made mistakes with. Very important.
Yeah, again, and one of the other questions I'm getting right now, too, is reverse mortgages. You know, you hear all about reverse mortgages. You know, there's a monthly payment coming into you, especially if you're older and you haven't saved any money maybe, or you have a very small savings or investment account. Can they be, are they the right thing to do?
If it's your last hope, the first hope is to spend that retirement account. Because I don't see the retirement accounts having any other purpose except providing for your lifestyle. Surprise, you're the one that saved and built it, so it should be providing for your lifestyle. Where we see some of the biggest problems taking place is where the opposite is happening. Remember, wealthy people built the system. They're not bad. They're not white. They're not Frederick Douglass. Hello. Right? Frederick Douglass, an escaped slave, was one of the wealthiest men in Washington. Can you understand that?
Yep.
That's a big deal, guy.
All right, well, somebody says, let me know. I want to finish that thought. In Australia, they use their houses as their retirement plans. I want to say, for those listening, we're not in Australia. Just so we're clear. Show them the senior home. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate
over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. I know it's a mantra of mine. I use it every night. I use it every time we come back because on a daily basis, I deal with crazy emails that you guys send me that you believe to be truth. I do not believe in a flat earth, so keep your emails to yourself. And when you're out there talking to people, if you want to make a difference, if you want to make a change, you want to make them believe you, give them real facts to deal with. Not the last tweet you saw go by your phone. Check it out yourself and find out what's going on with it. And then speak that to other people. Then you've got something to stand on. Now when they realize that you're just not like a right-wing, hardcore right-wing wacko, and that you're coming to the table with facts and you're willing to converse with them, you might change one or two out of 200. But at least you make a change. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I've got Arif Halaby with me, founder of TFS Wealth and Insurance Services, and he's a financial expert, and he's going to tell you how to keep money in your pocket with what's coming up this year.
Yeah, you talked.
Go ahead.
Joe, you've talked pretty regularly about the idea of a reverse mortgage, so let me clear this up. A reverse mortgage is the equity you have in your house now turns into basically a bank. So you stop paying on your mortgage. If you owe anything left, the bank takes that over. Interest starts to accumulate against the equity in your home. So it starts to build and build. So you will owe more and more money. And if you don't pay it back, then you're kids pay it back when you pass away. If it passes the value of the house, so in other words, you owe, after you pass away, God willing, many years from now, let's say you owe $700,000 and the house is worth $500,000. Tough luck. The bank loses. They get the house. Kids get nothing. My concern with any of the scenario that requires the use of a reverse mortgage is it's often used as a decision of first resort. I don't want you to use it as a first resort. I want you to use it as a last resort. Because remember, if your kids inherit the house, it's a tax-free wealth transfer. If you've encumbered, which means you built a loan against the house all those years, then they're not going to get the house. But the other side of it, you go, oh, but I have $1 million in my IRA. No, you don't. You have about $500 or $600 because the bank, the IRS, the federal government, has the other half. So your IRA, your retirement accounts, your 401k plans, if they are at risk in the market of going backwards in the market, and you pay the fees, and you have the losses you can't write off, and you try to save that for the next generation, I think while you can, have a life insurance policy instead. Now, at the end of the day, you say, well, I need it. I need, the only thing I have is the equity in my home. We made some bad financial decisions. Somebody was ill. We have to use it. Then go for it. Use it. It's supposed to be for you anyway. The kids will get whatever they get someday, maybe nothing. But the idea of you having to take care of yourself is more important to me than leaving something for the children if you don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, I could see some of the older folks, you know, again, being through a couple of tough financial years. You know, you can see the older folks now being in a position where they may be having a hard time paying that mortgage off, couldn't keep that part-time job that was helping them out even as they were, you know, getting a little older, and their kids are, for whatever reason, pretty useless, not really helping them out. You would be stuck in a position to do something like that. But back to you know, when you talk about the money that they're borrowing or getting, because I think, I don't know how a reverse mortgage works from a standpoint. Is there a bulk of cash sitting there you can draw against, or is there a payment you get every month?
Both. Either way, you can choose.
Okay.
You can say, give me one big check. So let's say, based on the numbers, you're eligible for $150,000. And they'll say, here's $150,000.
Right.
See you later. You can use that to do various things. Widen the hallways. You can use that to put in an elevator. You can use that to put a ramp in the front yard. Things that would make your life easier. Now, you still have to pay for the property taxes and the insurance. If you are out of the house for 1 year or longer, whether it's because you moved or assisted living, then it has to be paid back. Then it's due in full.
So what happens when you hit that value point? You know, they either given you a bulk or you've chosen to take it over a period of time. They hit that value, you're done. You can't borrow any more against it, correct?
Yeah, there's a fixed finite number that you can borrow, so it doesn't go past a certain amount. And once it does, they'll say you can have $300,000. Did you want a big check? Or do you want 10 payments of $30,000 a year?
Yeah.
What would you like? And that spreads it out. That becomes part of your number. And you can choose to do with it as you want.
And if house prices take a nosedive or whatever, they're stuck with the $300,000 they agree to give you. They just
That's
have
exactly
to wait for the
right.
value to go back up.
Tough luck. See you later. And what it does in return is it gives you a place to live and never be kicked out. Now, some counties have created an opportunity for you to defer the taxes based on a formula, the property taxes that you would owe. And what they've done is they said, we will let you not have to pay the property taxes because you're in a low-income bracket,
right.
But we are going to put a lien against your house. And that's important because over time, eventually, you're going to have to pay this back through your estate. So some will do that.
God. Again, it's amazing. As I talk to more and more older people, you know, we used to joke about this a few years back. They could always get a job as a greeter at Walmart to help out with their monthly expenses. Those days are gone.
Well, yeah.
For senior citizens to pick up a few bucks here, a few bucks there, those days are gone, aren't they?
Well, in some entities, for sure. And part of it was this whole advent of what's called the minimum wage. They don't realize the minimum wage pay affects those the worst that are in the minimum wage. Here's why. When they go to a hamburger joint or a local liquor store and they say you're going to have to pay them $15 or $20 an hour. It isn't as if it just disappears, right? A guy doesn't say, well, now I can flip 6 burgers an hour instead of 5. They don't increase their productivity. So the prices have to go up. And who is the most likely to be hurt by a price increase in anything, in eggs or in gas at the gas station? It's the lower income.
Right.
A guy that makes $100,000 a month isn't going to say, oh, gosh, darn it, I have to pay $2 more for a dozen eggs. He doesn't even think about it.
No. And probably doesn't even know. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so it's not a big deal. To your point, you know, you've got these people who have gone into hock. I was just reading about a week ago, I did a story on how credit card debt is at the highest it's been in like 40, I think it's 40 years or something like that when it comes to, per capita and that kind of stuff. I don't know how they're going to pay that back. If you look at where wages are going, and to your point, the jobs are going, some jobs are going away. Look at the jobs that have already left the state. Look at the jobs that, from the biggies, I'm talking Amazon and so forth, just counting those up, you've got 60,000 or 70,000 jobs that went bye-bye.
Well, Elon Musk announced today that he's going to be moving his headquarters in the old HP building in California. So he was going to move it to Austin, Texas. He had some plans for some operations in parts of potentially Carson City, Nevada, Reno.
Right.
And he chose what? Back in California. So why did he do that? Well, I think he did it for two reasons. One, because California is probably going to give him free property tax for a very long time. And two, he's still not going to keep the highest paid earners there. The highest paid earners are going to say, why would I give up 15% of my pay for being in the state of California?
Yep.
Right? It's the same reason that it's easy to recruit to states in which taxes are lower.
You know, I go to this, I have a site that I check from time to time, and the site's called dailyjobcuts.com. And what it shows you is the layoffs that companies are doing on a daily basis, the reports that are coming out from these public companies, and companies that are closing down stores. You know, and some of them are closing down the whole operation through bankruptcy, or they're just closing down stores because they need to bring things together. And you'd be surprised. If you checked it out, you would be surprised at the name of some of these companies and how many people they're kicking off the doles, if you would. You got, when it comes down to places like Honeywell, I mean, there's a technology company. You've got companies like Lenovo, thousands of people across across their workforce. So I think people don't see this stuff coming and don't realize that there are going to be more and more people out there going to need help. I don't think it's going to be at the 09, 08, 09 levels, but I think it's going to be pretty darn close.
I think you're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 24 months of a pain in the tush because people are not going to come back.
Thank you for cleaning that up.
Yeah, they're not going to come back to the party until they notice and see a change. If President Biden announces that he's going to run for re-election, then I'm going to tell you what's going to take place is a very bad day in the markets, both in real estate and the stock market and almost any market. Commodities, too, for that matter. And the reason I think he's waiting to say he is not going to run.
30 seconds. Give it.
Yeah. Simply because this. I think Biden is out before Labor Day. I think he has 9 months left in his presidency and he's done.
Be careful. You know what they did to prophecies of the Old Testament.
Is it going
to
happen?
All right, quick. Where do people find you?
You can go to tfswealth.com. It stands for T as in total, F as in financial, S as in solution. So tfswealth.com.
Go and see your host. Listen, don't be stupid. Make sure you stay safe. I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.